Our text is found in Genesis, the second chapter. And just for those that are getting ready to write down some notes, my thought or my title or my big idea would be obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than your sacrifice. Obedience. Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Amen. And thank God for helpmate. Amen. Amen. Thank God for helpmate. If everyone has it, say amen if you're there. And let us read. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here am I. God called him. God is calling you today. Dina, Terry, Raymond, Angie, Chapel of Change, Uncle Tyrone, God is calling. And he said, here I am. And verse 2 said, he said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham, he rose up early in the morning. He saddled his donkey and he took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering. And he arose and he went to the place which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar. Then Abraham said to the young man, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And verse 6 said, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took him, and he took his hand of the fire, the knife. So they went both together. And verse 7, and Isaac said to his father, Abraham, my father, he said, here am I, my son. He said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering. How many know that God will provide? God will provide for the burnt offering, my son. So they both went together. And verse 9, and when they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there, and he laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac, he tied him up, and he laid him on the altar, on the top of the wood. Can y'all just picture this? Getting ready to lay his only son, and he tied him up, bound him up, and he laid him on top of the wood. And then Abraham reached out of his hand. He took the knife to slaughter his son. Verse 11, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, saying, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. And this is the key verse right here. I'm going to read it again. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God. For now I know that you reverence God. Seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. God is a provider. Amen? Amen. What a powerful and a touching story. And Abraham, we just read together, and we find out that Abraham, that God was testing Abraham. God was putting Abraham through a test, and Abraham was getting ready to face one of the most crucial tests of his life. Abraham had experienced many tests before, but this test here was a test that was getting ready to really try his faith. Abraham was getting ready to sacrifice his only son, the one whom he had loved so much. You got to remember, God had blessed Abraham and gave him a son. The Bible says that Abraham was 100 years old and he was able to have this son, Isaac. So you see, Abraham, he had some bragging rights also. He was a man that was 100 years old and still putting out babies. And he had dreams for this young man. This young man was going to carry his name. This young man was going to be the father of many nations. Abraham had put a lot of hope and trust in this son of his. His son was so dear to him. He loved, the Bible says that your son who you love so much. But God was asking for him. The one who he had cherished and the one who he had spent time with, the one who he had invested time in. God was now asking for his son. God was putting Abraham through a test. God is testing us today. God is asking for something that is very close to you, something that you have invested in, something that you have put your time in. But God is saying, I want you to give it to me. And I asked you the question today. I said, are you willing to trust him? And your response was, yes, I trust him. But can you do what God asked Abraham to do? Can you offer up that one, that thing that is which so dear to you? Maybe God is speaking to you today. Maybe God is trying to get your attention. God is calling you by your name. He's speaking to you late in the midnight hour. He's waking you up. There's something that you're still holding on to. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I have to take a... They get real dry up here, Saints. I got to keep it real. If I don't, y'all see some white lips up here. You don't see no white lips. So let me get up here. I'm sorry, but I got to keep it real, okay? So Abraham, he was called to give up something very precious to him. His emotions were focused on his son. And God often calls us to give up that which means the most to us. Many times, we think we have complete control over all we have. But God calls us to give up all for him. God wants everything. God wants total surrender. In the Hebrew, the word tempt, because in some passages when you read the Bible, it says, and God tempted him. Some say that God tested him. But the correct word is test. God tested him. But in different versions, you may see it says tempted or it says test. But I just want you to know that in the Hebrew, the word tempt, it means to try or to prove or to test. But as believers, we need to know the difference between test and temptation. For you see, God does not tempt you. The devil tempts you. God will test us. So we need to recognize that, okay? When you're going through things, God is not tempting you. The enemy is the one that's tempting you, and he's tempting us because of our own lustful desires and our traits and stuff. But God, sometimes he will test us in order to prove where our faith and where our heart really is. Amen? So you see, that's what he was doing with Abraham. And every test or crisis in life is not from God. Every test or crisis in life is not from God. Often we bring crisis upon ourselves because of our disobedience. But there are times that God will test you. There are times that God will test you. And I remember years ago when I was living for the Lord, and I was okay. I was one of those so-so Christians at the time, and I was, you know, doing my thing and stuff. And I remember one time I was on my way to do some dirt. That's all I'm gonna say. I was on my way to do some dirt, and I'm driving. I'm stopping at a light. As I take off, this guy just runs right into me and crashed, hit my car. Now, I could have said, look what the devil did. But I knew I was in the wrong. I bought that bet on myself because of my mindset. I was going to do dirt. And this bad thing happened to me, and I can't say it was God. I bought that on myself because of my disobedience. So what I'm trying to tell you is a lot of times, sometimes you're going through stuff, it's not because of God is testing you, but it's because of your disobedience, because some things that you have done. Amen? Can we talk like family? So let's straighten up our act. So God will test our faithfulness towards him. That's going to be our first point. God will test our faithfulness towards him. In verse 1 and 2, it reads as, after these things, God, he tested Abraham, and he said to Abraham, God was asking, like I said earlier, God was asking for Abraham to give up his only son, the apple of his eye. Sometime, God will put you through a test. Sometime. God will use the things that are around you. He will use the natural things that are around you. And he will use those things, and he will put you to a test. You see, he used Isaac, his son. And what God was doing, I believe God was doing, was this. He asked Abraham for that sacrifice. He called him. He said, Abraham, I need your attention. You got something that I want. Isaac was his only son. Now the Bible says Abraham, he had another son. He had a son named Ishmael, which was by Hagar. But one day Sarah saw Ishmael making fun of Isaac. And so she told Abraham to get rid of him. And it hurt Abraham to depart with his other son, Ishmael. But he was obedient, and he had to do it. He had to give him up. So now he had no other, he didn't know what happened to him, but now he had just one son, the one that meant so much to him, Isaac. And God was calling for that one that meant so much to him. That one, that thing that means so much to you. Maybe it's your wife or your husband that has a place in your heart where God should be. Maybe it's your daughter or your son that has a place in your heart where God should be. Maybe it's a thing, a car, or some other kind of idol that you worship, that you have is so dear to you, But God is calling for it today. God knows all things. Yet while the test, it seems so unbearable or unbelievable, God always has a way of escape. God always has a way of escape. Psalms said in the 66th chapter in the 10th verse, it says, "For you, O God, have tested us, and you tried us as silver is tried." Sometimes you have to go through the heat. Sometimes the test that we're facing, it seems so unbearable. David says, "Oh God, you have tested us. You have tried us as silver." And you know how you try. You got to try silver. You got to put it through the heat. You have to turn up the heat sometimes. Sometimes the test that you're going through right now may seem so unbearable that you just can't make it. But I want you today to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Remember the words as we start off that obedience is better than sacrifice. That what God is asking for you today, give it to him. Zechariah, the 13th chapter, the 9th verse says, "And I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. And they will call on my name and I will answer them. And I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God." I want to encourage you today, you that God is testing. It seems right now like it's so unbearable. Put yourself in Abraham's place, what he had to give up. And that thing, what God is calling for you today, he wants to have a place in your heart where you have somebody else there. Remember God said, "I am a jealous God, that you can have another God before me." God is testing you. So you see, testing is not always easy. This kind of test here is going to require some commitment. This kind of test here is going to require some girth, some tenacity. This kind of testing here is, I don't know if I should say this, if you can separate them. No, I won't say that. But this kind of testing here, you got to be able to hang in there, amen? And I'm reminded of a story of the rich young ruler. And it says, as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up to him and he knelt before him. He said, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why do you call me good? No one good except God alone. You know the commandments? Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he said unto him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth." Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, "One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." But at those words, he was saddened and he went away grieving because he owned so much property. You see, he failed the test. God is testing you. See, it's something in your heart. Something. Something you're still holding on to. Something. What is it today? God is asking you something. And we're going to follow Abraham. What did Abraham do? First thing he did, he responded. He said, "Here am I." When God called, he said, "Here am I." And first of all, you got to recognize God's voice in the test. Because there are many voices out there. But when you're going through a test, the kind of test you're going through right now, you better be able to recognize it's God speaking to you. You better know that it's God calling you. You better know that you know that it's God, the one that is telling you what to do. So Abraham, he knew. And what's the second thing he did? What did he do? Y'all heard me when I read earlier. What did he do? He obeyed. So that's our next point. Respond with immediate obedience. Verse 3 says, so Abraham, he rose up early in the morning. He saddled his donkey and he took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac, and he cut the wood. When God called Abraham to this test, he got up early in the morning. He didn't waste any time. He didn't waste 2 weeks. He didn't even know a year. But know what? He got up early and he began to do what God told him to do. And a lot of times when God calls us and when he's testing us, he wants us to do certain things. We want to put off to the side. Well, no, maybe if I could just wait, let me just get my life together. Let me do this first. Wait a minute. No, but God asked for him to sacrifice now. And you in your mind is saying, well, I got time. Let me just go ahead and do my thing first. And let me hold off a bit. But this requires immediate obedience. Even though it was a difficult thing to do, even though it's so difficult for you to do right now, you want to be blessed? Obey God. Some of us, we know what we have to do. God already told you what he wants from you. But we yet and still just keep on doing what we want to do. You know the answer. And you're going around trying to get everybody to counsel you. You know what you have to do. God has already told you what to do. You keep trying to stall time. You keep trying to stall. No, right now. Do it right now. You know what to do. We know what to do. Omid being quick right now. Get up. He got up early in the morning. And even though it was a burden for him, he got up early. He knew that he had to get ready to sacrifice, to lay his son, to give his son up. But he got up early in the morning and he gathered men together to go on his journey. You know what God is requiring of you. You know. You don't need no deep word, no prophecy. You know. You that are listening, you know what God wants from you today. Now it's time to obey God. Now it's time to step up our game. Now it's time to give God our all and our all. Abraham was committed. Even though it's going to hurt, I got to obey God. Even though it's my son, I still got to obey God. Even though it's my wife, I have to obey God. Even though it's my children, I have to obey God. I have to do what God has called me to do. I have to obey God. I know my purpose, and I have to obey God, Messina. I have to obey God. But y'all don't understand. My family's in a mess right now. I can't give them up. My focus and my attention is all on my family. You know, but God is saying, give them to me. Give them to me. Just be obedient today. No matter what you're facing, what you're going through. I know it's hard and it's difficult and it's unbearable. But God is saying, give it to me. I know it don't seem right, but give it to me. Obedience is better than my sacrifice. See, not so much that I I give it up so much, but it's the fact that I obey God. See, he could have just sat there, but no, he got up and he began to go forward. He began to move. He didn't just stand still. It's time that God's people begin to move forward. We've been standing still too long, but it's time we begin to walk forth where God has called you to be. Amen. Philippians, verse 2:8. He said he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to the death on the cross. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death. Even though I know this was going to kill me, even if I know this was going to hurt me, he became obedient. Talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Even though he knew he was getting ready to go through the cross, they were going to crucify him. They were going to beat him. They were going to pull out chunks of flesh out of his back. They were going to smash thorns on his head and the blood would come streaming down. All the pain and all the agony. God knew, he knew all of that. But the Bible says he was obedient even unto death. That's what God wants from us today. No matter how bad it hurt or how it feels or even how it looks, God is saying be obedient. Trust him. Obedient to the cross. Jesus, I love my Jesus, and he's my hero because he was obedient even to the point of death. He set the example. But he came to a point where his flesh was on him. It was so much pressure on him in the Garden of Gethsemane and how he was going through. And it came to a point where he said, well, Father, if it's possible, can you please remove this cup so I don't have to do this? But then something just kicked in and said, he said, nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. So being obedient, that's the kind of mindset we have to take as believers. Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. That's what God is calling for us today. If you would just be obedient, your blessing is going to come as we continue to read on. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You that are listening online, if you would just obey God, no matter how it feels or how it looks, just obey God. Because a believer, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, I know it may look bad, but I got to walk by faith and not by sight. I know God's told me to give him up, but I got to walk by faith, knowing that God's going to raise him back up again. And that was Abraham's mentality. He was walking by faith. He was trusting and believing God. That's what you need today. Walk by faith and not by sight. That's what the believers do today. When you obey God. I know my children, they all messed up. They're doing all kind of things. But by faith, I'm going to give them to you, Lord. And I'm going to walk in it. My marriage, God, I'm going to give it to you. I know what's on the brinks, but I'm going to give it to you, God. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And my last point is this. God will provide when we choose to obey him. As the worship team comes back up, God will provide as we choose to obey him. The verse said in verse 12, and this was the key verse right here. He says, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham, he chose to obey God by offering his son as a sacrifice. And God saw Abraham was willing to surrender his all to God. God loved Abraham. And in this verse here, Jehovah Jireh stepped in. And God provided a ram in the bush. As he was getting ready to slay his son, as he was getting ready to give him up, the angel called up from heaven and said, Abraham, stop! Amen. Don't lay hands on him. For now I see your heart, Abraham. There's no need for you now to slay him. But Abraham, I see that you're willing now to give it all to me. Abraham, I see total surrender. Abraham, I see what you've given me today. Chapel of Change and Family. God is speaking to us today. He said, if you would just give it to me, I will bless you. Like he saw Abraham's heart, he see yours today. He see your heart today. He see mine today. Abraham was willing to come all the way down, but the angel of the Lord stopped him and said, now I see. But it wasn't really for God to see, because God knows all things. It was for Abraham to see that he would put all his trust in God. And that's what God wants from you today. He wants you to see that you can put all your trust in him if you would just obey him. That's what God is saying today to us today. I know all things. I created you. I know what you're going through. I know your pain. Oh, but if you would just put your trust in me, that's all he requires today. That if you would trust in him, and he'll make a way out of no way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Many are going through all kinds of tests today. But God is saying, trust in me. Give me your heart. And I'll make ways out of no way for you. I understand your pain and your agony. But oh, surrender all to him. Because sometimes when you're in so much pain, you hold on to it. But God said, let it go. And give it to me. And I'll work it out for you. That's the kind of God that we serve today. That's the kind of God that we serve today. For obedience is better than sacrifice. If you would just obey God, he would bless you time after time after time. The Bible says that he was getting ready to slay his son. And he looked up, and there was a ram in the bush. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide every time. Every time God will provide for you. Every time he will provide for you. Every time he will provide for you. If you would trust in him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 13th verse, there is no temptation, no test taking you, but which is common to man. But through every temptation, there is a way of escape. And that is through Jesus Christ, God's provider. He said, I'll provide a way for you if you would just trust in me. So don't walk around with your head all bent down and all discouraged. Know that God is on your side, that he has your back. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand to our feet and give God some praise. And I'm going to read this last verse here. Samuel, the 15th chapter and 22nd verse. But Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of the lamb. Verse 22 of Genesis, the 18th verse, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Abraham was blessed, and his children was blessed, and his grandkids was blessed because he obeyed God. God will provide a blessing for you if you would just obey him. If we would obey him today, he will provide. But the believers today, I feel something right now. We got to obey God. It's time that we obey God today. If there's someone here today that want to come up today, and you're willing right now to obey God, no matter, I don't know what it is, but God is asking you to do a certain thing, to give something. I want you to come forth, and we're going to pray for you, because now it's time that you obey God. And remember, Abraham, he did it immediately. So I'm not going to prompt you and keep asking you to come. But if God is speaking to you right now, you come to the altar and let God deal with you. That says they come. Let them come. Let them come. Let them come. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I know there's more. It should be the whole church, actually, because it's time for us now to obey God. God wants to take us to another level. We got to give God our all in all. Our all in all, saints. He said, if you love me, love me with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. That's what he wants from us today. That's what he wants from us today. Come. You that are watching, just get on your knees and begin to cry out to him and say, Lord, here I am, God. I hear you calling, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God. And don't even look to me, but put your minds on Christ right now. You close your eyes and look to Christ right now. And that thing what God is telling you to release, give it to him. Say, Lord, here am I. God, I hear your call. I hear what you're saying. And God, right now, I'm willing, I'm ready to give it to you, God. God, everything has been holding me back from giving you my all and my all. God, I give it to you. And not just these ones at the altar, all over this room. God is speaking to you and speaking to me, myself. God, I hear your call. I hear what you put on my heart. God, and God, I'm going to give you my all and my all. And sometimes I, myself, I have my own struggles. Sometimes I want to do things my way. But I got to keep going back to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. It says to trust in God with all my heart and my soul and to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him and he will direct my paths. That's for me. I got to trust him more. You got to trust him more. Trust him in the midst of your test. Trust him. And we're going to pray for these. But believers all over this room, trust him in your test and he will provide. Father, we thank you for these here today. At the altar, God, you see every heart, Lord. Every condition, God, you are aware. But God, today, our faith is in you, Lord. God, I pray, God, that you would help us to let it go. God, we give it all to you. God, wait, God, search our hearts. God, search our hearts, God. God, that thing that we had that was so dear to us, God, I pray, God, that you would just take it away, Father. God, help me to surrender to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, right now I submit to you, God. Say, God, have your way. God, I give it to you, God. God, help me, Father. God, you see my heart. You see my desires, God. And that is to please you and to live for you, God. So, God, today I give it to you, Lord.